God's gift of eternal life is in His Son. This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. 1 John 5, verse 11. Life is promised in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1, verse 1. God gives us eternal life in Christ. What gift could be greater? Eternal life must be a gift of grace, because death is what we have earned. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3, verses 23 and 24. This gift of eternal life is in Christ, because it is by the sacrifice of Christ on the cross that our sins can be forgiven, that we are redeemed, that we are justified by the grace of God. There is no salvation outside of Christ. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14. To the Gentiles, Paul wrote, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Ephesians 2, verse 13. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ through the gospel. Ephesians 3, verse 6. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 17 through 19 and verse 21. Before the foundation of the world, God determined that salvation would be in Christ. Every spiritual blessing is in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 4. God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. God's plan of salvation was ready before the creation of the world. In anticipation, God's grace was given to us in Christ Jesus. The redeemed would be sanctified in Christ. Paul calls us the saints in Christ Jesus. Philippians 1, verse 1 and chapter 4, verse 21. The saints are those who are sanctified, made holy in Christ. Salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy 2, verse 10. There is no salvation outside of Christ. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1, verse 7. In him also we have obtained an inheritance. Ephesians 1, verse 11. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6, verse 23. Thus, if we want to inherit eternal life, we must be in Christ. What does it mean to be in Christ? Being in Christ means being in his body, the church. God put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. Christ is the head of the body, the church. Colossians 1, verse 18. His body is the church. Colossians 1, verse 24. How do we get into Christ? This question is extremely important since eternal life is given to us in Christ. According to Galatians 3, verses 13 and 14, the Gentiles can receive the blessings of Abraham in Christ. Later in the chapter, Paul tells us how we get into Christ. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. On the basis of our faith that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for our sins and rose the third day, we are baptized into Christ. One can be baptized into Christ only if one was not yet in Christ before baptism. Since one has eternal life only in Christ, Romans 6:23, one does not have eternal life before baptism. We are baptized into Christ. Jesus said we must be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 5. He also said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark 16, verse 16. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, verse 27. What happens at baptism? Paul explains, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6, verses 3 through 11. We are therefore baptized into Christ because we take part in his death through baptism, which is a burial. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Romans 6, verse 3. Through baptism, we also take part in the resurrection. We were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 4. Our old man of sin is crucified with him. Romans 6, verse 6. And we are alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6, verse 11. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, verse 27. That we are baptized into Christ also explains why Peter gives the command, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2, verse 38. And why Paul was commanded, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22, verse 16. And why Peter says baptism saves, 1 Peter 3, 21. Our sins are washed away. We are forgiven. We are saved at baptism because we are baptized into Christ our Savior. This means that people who think salvation is possible by faith alone without baptism and view baptism as only a symbol have not yet experienced biblical baptism. By their own testimony, they were not baptized into Christ. They were not baptized into his death. They are still outside of Christ and do not have eternal life. Not every immersion is according to the new covenant. Many people think, I was immersed, so my baptism is okay. They have learned that infant baptism is not valid. They think, if I was immersed, that's okay. But many people are not immersed for the remission of sins. They are not baptized into Christ. They think baptism has nothing to do with forgiveness of sins or with becoming a Christian. That is not the baptism that we read about in the New Testament.
What have we learned?
God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. 1 John 5, verse 11. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6, verse 23. How do we get into Christ? As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, verse 27. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Romans 6, verse 3. God's gift of eternal life is in his Son. If you have not been baptized into Christ, do not wait a day longer. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you are sorry for your sins and are willing to confess your faith, then on the basis of that faith, repentance, and confession, you can be baptized into Christ, and in him you will have eternal life. Amen.